Saudi Arabia executed 47 prisoners on terror charges earlier this month, including the Shiite cleric and government critic Nimr al-Nimr. This triggered major protests by Shiites in countries such as Iran, where the Saudi embassy was attacked. The Saudis subsequently pulled out all their staff and cut diplomatic ties with Tehran. Days later, Iran accused Saudi warplanes of deliberately bombing its embassy in Yemen, where Iran-backed rebels are fighting against the Saudi-backed government. The bombing marks yet another escalation between the two arch-rivals who are vying for hegemony in the Middle East. Earlier, I spoke to Middle East expert Iyad El-Baghdadi, who joined me on Skype from Malaysia. Iyad is a Palestinian-born writer and outspoken Arab Spring activist who was expelled from the United Arab Emirates last April. I started by asking him how dangerous this new escalation between Saudi Arabia and Iran is for the region.
We're not going to see any open hostilities. I mean, when Saudi Arabia and Iran fought previously, it was either economically in the oil war or through proxies. So unfortunately, I mean, it sounds terrible, but it seems that the people who will suffer the most are going to be Syrian and Yemeni civilians as the proxy wars over there intensify.
Do you think that the execution of a Shia cleric was a deliberate provocation by Saudi Arabia? I mean, surely they must have known what sort of response this would trigger from Iran.
Well, it was not a provocation in that sense. I mean, Saudi Arabia has its own calculations, internal, concerning internal politics when it comes to balancing the Sunni-Shia acts within the country. We have to remember that 10 to 15% of the population of Saudi Arabia are Shiites, and they're concentrated in the eastern province from where Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr himself came. So I don't think it was a provocation. It was not an intentional provocation. However, I'm pretty sure that they knew that it was going to be an inflammatory and it's basically going to engender a reaction. But I don't think they anticipated that Iran is going to go to the limit of storming the embassy in Tehran. In a sense, the blunder over here that happened was from the Iranian side, because Saudi Arabia was accusing Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr of being a terror leader or a terror mastermind, implementing an Iranian agenda or a pro-Iran agenda. And the Iranian reaction here to the execution of a Saudi citizen, keep in mind, Nimr al-Nimr was a Saudi citizen, confirmed the Saudi narrative, the storming of the embassy, the foreign minister making a statement, the Iranian army making a statement saying that Saudi Arabia will pay a heavy price. Hezbollah's leader picking up the same topic, talking about an existential threat to Saudi Arabia. Of course, that confirms the Saudi narrative.
Yeah, I mean, this was ostensibly triggered by the execution of Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr, but the root causes for the rivalry between Saudi Arabia and Iran, they lie a lot deeper, don't they?
Oh, yeah, certainly. I mean, it's a geopolitical struggle. I mean, it's being posed as a sectarian war or as a war between, Sunnism and Shiism, or between Arabs and Persians. But it's actually a war or a conflict for regional primacy between those two regimes, the Iranian regime and the Saudi regime.
But I mean, there is also a religious element, right? I mean, Shias and Sunnis, they're separated basically by the claim who is the true successor of the Prophet Muhammad. Is this really so big still in the minds, this religious rift, or is this always used as a pretext?
The fact is that in the 1950s, when a poll was taken in Iraq, some people did not even know whether to check for Sunni or Shia, because they're so mixed. There are so many people in Iraq who were their fathers were Sunni and their mothers were Shia, or the reverse. The fact is that this resurge of this sectarian feeling, and another factor is that Iran, for example, supported Hamas, who are Sunnis. And Saudi Arabia supported the Shiite rebels in Yemen in the 1960s it was a proxy war between Saudi Arabia and Egypt. So, this kind of political struggle actually transcends sects, but it became convenient at some point. It became the convenient and pragmatic thing to do for each of these powers to fall back on sectarian narrative. Not because I don't think for a minute that it is actually intentional. I don't think that these players are actually ideologically choosing one side over the other for a purely theological reason. But I think it just become the framing of the struggle the framing of the conflict has made it pragmatic for each side to actually fall back on a sectarian narrative.
Yeah, is it possible that Saudi Arabia's ruling royal family is using this escalation to distract from domestic problems? I mean, the country's, after all, feeling the heat of the currently extremely low oil price, isn't it?
Well, that's possible, but it's also possible that, I mean, the escalation, what we've seen since the burning of the embassy, I think that was actually a calculated series of moves. I think what we're going to see over the next period is a series of economic reforms in Saudi Arabia, parallel with an intensified oil war between the two nations. And in that war, in such a war, in an oil war, Saudi Arabia definitely has the upper card.
Looking ahead, you mentioned that you don't see this conflict getting out of hand just yet. They're not going to clash militarily, but you do believe that it's going to have an impact on proxy conflicts, such as in Syria and Yemen. Can you perhaps elaborate? What do you think will this impact be in Yemen and in Syria?
Well, I think, in both cases, we were talking about a peace plan and a peace process. There weren't much hope in the peace process anyway, but I think that the chances are slimmer now. And I think that we're going to look more into a military option rather than a negotiated settlement. And that would mean basically more bombings, more funding on either sides for the different combating factions. It's just very unfortunate that, innocent civilians in either countries are going to be paying the price for someone else's war.